When the Allies began the fight against Germany in World War II, they began to take prisoners of war. Some of those enemy soldiers wound up in a place perhaps surprising to both sides. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Visionaries. They are the promise of our rural communities, and Farm Credit wants to honor them. Farm Credit 100, Fresh Perspectives, is a nationwide search for 100 men and women who are changing the face and future of rural America. In addition to sharing their stories, 10 honorees will receive a $10,000 cash prize. Nominate someone today at farmcredit100.com.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. As America began fighting World War II in Europe, the number of captured enemy soldiers began to grow. Paul Romoski says the U.S. faced challenges holding those men.
If they kept them, built prison camps in Germany or over in Europe, it would really be hard to guard them. And if they escaped, then you'd have to fight them again. And then they didn't know how they were going to feed over 365,000 prisoners.
Those 365,000 prisoners would eventually be sent to camps here in the U.S. One of them was in Concordia, Kansas.
They put them in remote areas, which Concordia is pretty much a remote area. In Kansas, there were 16 camps, and they were all in little remote areas like that, small towns and stuff.
Concordia was not selected for any existing camp that could house prisoners, though.
Built it from scratch, and they did it in 90 days. How they did it in those days, I don't know. 300 and some buildings, and put in the roads, the water lines, the sewer system, electric lines, telephone lines.
And 30 days after that, the first German POWs arrived in July of 1943. The makeup of prisoners here was a bit unusual for most POW camps.
Over 50% of them were officers. The original ones that came, there were a lot of them from Rommel's Africa Corps, which is kind of a famous German unit over there.
But there were challenges with the first prisoners sent to Concordia, as hardline Nazis within the group began to cause problems within the camp. We'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Concordia, Kansas. I'm Andrew McRae.